What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
Boy, you know, right now we're going to have to just go with gold and silver are really the two hottest markets. Gold trading above $5,000 an ounce here overnight. A couple days ago, we did have silver trade above $100 an ounce. So all-time new contract highs in both those contracts as they continue to push higher. Bean oil also has seen some pretty good strength off of the idea that we're going to see a favorable RVO numbers coming from EPA. And then lean hogs also seeing some pretty good push, especially in the deferred contracts, all of them hitting new contract highs. And then canola seeing highs that it hasn't seen since December. Now, it's pulling back a little bit short-term, but it has had a pretty good run because of the relationship improving between Canada and China.
When you see gold and silver as high as it is that a reflection on the economy itself, or what do you take?
You know, that's usually what happens. You know, everybody buys something that's tangible when there's times of trouble. But, you know, the economy isn't terrible. You know, we're seeing some improvement. So I think it's just everybody's still running to that safe haven and wanting something that is tangible. And that's what's helping to push gold and silver. But I also think some of it could be due to the push for the rare earth metals.
So what's not hot in this market?
You know, the worst performer is cotton, that one that continues to see a little bit of struggling. So that would be the not hot market. But when you look at wheat, corn, and soybeans, Aaron, let's hope we can continue to see this rally take place level. You know, we've had some good push in soybeans. You know, they're well up above their lows that they saw since the report or since a couple weeks ago. Corn doing the same thing, strong demand continuing to push both markets.
Great information as always. Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management.